Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Our buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr, is going to be joining us momentarily. And, he's been with us all show. Just, you know, Super Don, you remember you got on me for, like, eating on the air? I guess we can't really do too much for Chris in that regard. Can't diss him because he wasn't technically on the air while he was eating, but he had some good food there anyway. Starting up. So where are you hiding? You're hiding behind the logo. Are you eating?
Putting me on there.
There you are. So technicality. Chris was eating, but he wasn't on the air, so we can't. Not that I would yell at him because when my wife delivers me organic. Banana nut chocolate chip muffins, fresh from the oven with pastured butter on them. I can't help but eat them at the time. I know you and Paul both got on me last week about that. So
blatant disregard of radio rules
101. All right. So real quick, Patreon supporters, you still have time to sign up. A little is $4.99 a month, and you can participate with our fourth AMA. Ask me anything. It'll be at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific today. So we're not going to do a long bonus session today because I got to dart out and run some errands with my wife. But so with that, we'll just jump right into, or our friend will just jump right into the show. It's not a doc. Chris Barr, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, not a doc. No, he's not.
He's way smarter.
No, he's not.
Way smarter.
He's not a doc.
Yeah. So, look, I want to ask you just to open the show. I know you were hanging out behind the scenes in the first hour. Anything you want to add or subtract, anything that I brought up that just kind of lit up? Because I know we're going to talk Fauci in a little bit, but, you know, for continuity's sake, you have a lot of historical context, having researched Beauchamp, for instance, for so many years, to put, like, what is manifested as COVID-19 crazy into perspective.
Well, people are being held captive by a 150-year-old lie that, you know, Pasteur came. If you know the truth will set you free. I know that's from the Bible, but it happens to be true. When you know the truth about the terrain, you know for 100% certainty that nobody in the history of the world has ever died from a virus, because no virus has any ability to harm you when your terrain, you know, Florence Nightingale, the nurse, and, you know, when your milieu, as Beauchamp wrote, when the terrain, when your body has plenty of selenium in the case of viruses, what was it? I heard one person say that I thought was really sharp. Selenium is birth control to a virus.
Oh, but
you know, you referred to the study back. Yeah, the study back from 96, published in the medical journals, that showed Ebola cannot kill. They didn't say that it was less successful when you had selenium. Said it cannot kill unless selenium levels are dramatically low level. So you don't even have to have super levels of selenium like not a doc has. You just need to have, well, more than most Americans have, for one thing. you know, one of the things I guess we'll get into on Fauci, you know, the other day in his propaganda on the Clinton News Network, you know, where he noted, oh, the black communities are being harmed more or having an inadvertent proportion. Okay. It's not racist to note that that particular community consumes a far greater level of white refined bleach flour is because of poverty. It's not because they're black. It's a poverty issue. And that means you have much lower levels of selenium. And that's the whole key to COVID-19, as I'm properly naming it, because it's a con. So now, in deference to their making up COVID-19 and having, you know, territorial properties to it, I put the N in parentheses in COVID-19. So it's COVID-19. Because, as you noted very well in the first hour, that virus hasn't been caught in the act of doing anything to any cell anywhere. It is, I think you called it speculation, you know, rather than confirmation. And why is it that every time they mention COVID cases in the news, or nearly every time, they say confirmed?
Yeah.
You know, 2 million confirmed COVID cases. You know, they never report, you know, 70,000 confirmed cases of flu or a million confirmed cases of cancer. But they've got that confirmed word in there because there is no way to confirm.
It's
programming. The test they're utilizing. Well, CDC just a few weeks ago admitted there's a 50% failure rate in false positives. So when they tell you 2 million, well, it's actually a million. Of course, when you understand Kim Mullis, the man who made the PCR test, and the test that they're using isn't valid for identifying viruses, there's no confirmation because you can't identify a virus with that. You know, they're testing for a small fragment that occurs in that particular virus that also occurs in a lot of other viruses. So they found a fragment, 2 million, oh, wait, cut it in half. A million times they found that fragment. Mm-hmm. That's not a confirmation of the virus. And having a virus, you know, I can walk around with a cold virus and not be, you know, blowing my nose and have a fever and coughing. Mm-hmm. You know, having a virus doesn't mean you're ill. Again, depending on your milieu, the terrain, and particularly selenium levels.
Do you remember when Professor Peter Duesberg was talking about what he called endogenous retroviruses and passenger viruses? He acknowledged within the field of virology that there are inert, now some are calling them exosomes, that are present from the cells that are spewed out, perhaps as an adaptation in terms of terrain corruption, right, to communicate or even maybe to carry things out. I'm not sure totally, but that this whole idea of viral causation of disease is nonsense from the get-go, even, you know, as we talked about polio being not evidence or isolated virus that was one thing that caused polio, but in fact DDT primarily, but other things that impact the nervous system integrity and function significantly, other toxic poisons or mineral deficiencies.
Well, again, polio was noted as a summer disease. There was a doctor, what was his name, down in Otine, North Carolina, Ben Sandler. He actually noted in the course of his studies back in 1947 and wrote a book on diet causes polio. And the state of North Carolina actually took hold of what he'd written and noted that, as Ben Sandler, this was a sugar disease, that it was during summer when people are drinking Coca-Cola to higher levels and soft drinks, ice cream and candy. So they had a big campaign from the Public Health Service in North Carolina in the spring of 47 after his book came out to watch their consumption of these items. And the polio level in North Carolina fell 95% that year. Well, Hershey's and Nestle's and Coca-Cola threatened a restraint of trade lawsuit against the state of North Carolina and, you know, rang that bell. So, the following year, there was no more campaign to watch your consumption. And in 48, the level of polio in North Carolina rose back to the level of 2 years prior. Mm-hmm. And he became a footnote in history and was lambasted for what a silly idea to think sugar could have anything to do with polio. But again, it was the altering of the terrain, the milieu. And when you have sugar and white flour, you've taken out 92% of the selenium. So again, you have low selenium levels, which has been documented in medical journal studies going back decades, actually, that selenium is a key to reducing viral loads or susceptibility to the effect of viral load. It's not just Chris Barr or Not a Doc or, you know, Robert Scott Bell or a couple of isolated knuckleheads out there making these statements. These are documented statements of science, and I am so tired of people that are anti-science against selenium, like that knucklehead lying dog, fraudster Fauci, who is the head for almost 40 years of the nation's National Immune and Allergy, you know, part of the NIH, and you've never seen, heard, or read a word about selenium from fraudster Fauci, because he's a fraud, he's anti-science, he's a lying dog. You know, so if they're really concerned about the immune system, then they should be screaming rooftop, selenium, 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 rather than being completely silent and not saying a single solitary word on the subject.
We have we have an article here from CBS News, and it says, Fauci, Americans ignoring science during pandemic is frustrating. I'm thinking, Fauci, you are just one big frustration for years in your career where you have ignored scientific inquiry that, of course, called into question certain assumptions that you have made that have profited you personally and benefited your friends in terms of a pharmaceutical construct on AIDS being caused by a retrovirus that they don't even have an official test for, even though they call it an official test.
Well, would that they were assumptions, but they're not assumptions. They're lies. He knows better. In fact, the end of that, of one of the articles that came from that CNN interview that was picked up by CBS and everybody else, the most common story was an abbreviated version of the CNN story that concluded with a quote from Fauci that said, the data clearly indicate the safety of vaccines. That's really a problem. No, Dr. Fauci, the problem is that there is no safety testing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, what was it, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Children's mm-hmm. Health Defense, and yes. Del Bigtree that got a Freedom of Information Act that got the CDC to admit that they don't have any safety data that is required for the last 30 years? You know, that was just a few months ago, and yet Fauci can stand up at CNN and say the data clearly indicate the safety of vaccines when there is no data, because yeah. they haven't even followed their own regulations that they're required to follow.
And Chris,
that's the problem.
When we point that out, they call us anti-science. Fauci noted that there's a certain anti-science trend in the country. I'm like, dude, no, it's because we're waking up to the fraud, to the lies, to the deceit, the deception, and the fear-mongering based on, as you said, going back 150 years, the fear of the germ. Which is not a basis of life, it's a basis of fear and death.
Well, Fauci and all of the entire COVID-19 community are based on anti-science completely and totally. So, you know, that's basically just Joseph Goebbels and the Nazis with propaganda. Tell a lie, repeat it often enough and big enough, and people will believe it.
The bigger the lie, the easier to believe.
COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. It's the kind of mistrust of science, Fauci says, because science is viewed as authority, and there's a lot of anti-authority feeling. I think that the kind of thing that drives the anti-vaxxers, now they're calling us names again. The people who don't believe the science of vaccination and don't want to get their children vaccinated. It's all part of that trend, which is very disturbing, Fauci says. I think the more pro-science people are the ones who have pointed out, just like you said, there's no safety testing. And observationally, if you had a healthy child after a well baby visit where they got the vaccines and declined in health or even died, that he would call that anti-science to point out, to observe and report.
Well, I know the science of vaccination very thoroughly, probably more definitely more thoroughly than almost anybody, probably more than anybody. And if you know the science of history of vaccination, going back to the 1700s with Edward Jenner, you know that it is a history that is fraught with fraud and child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little story of little Joseph Meister and being bitten by the dog and getting this series of sadistic shots in the stomach over and over again because Louis Pasteur was a sadist, was a very evil, nasty person. But what they don't tell you is that the same dog that they declared success from this vaccine because he didn't get rabies and die, well, that same dog bit several other family members. They were all adults. None of them took the shot because they didn't want anything to do with it. They said, here, take little Joseph, do it on him. That is, in a nutshell, the history of vaccination. Before Joseph Meister, the cases in Africa in this 21st century, where Pfizer and other large companies have been fined and chastised because they're doing experiments on children that they're not allowed to do in the U.S. of A. Okay, so the trend continues from the 1790s to the 2020s. The history of vaccination and the science of vaccination is fraught with fraud. It's anti-science. I'm against vaccination because I'm pro-science,
yes,
not because I'm anti-science.
By the way, Chris, can you reiterate what happened to those others that got bit by the same dog that did not take the so-called rabies shots vaccines?
None of them got rabies. None of them died. So they attributed little Joseph Meister, and it's been done, written up in movies, and it's been taught in schools, and this wonderful heroic story of this little boy that Pasteur saved by subjecting him to sadistic shots in
torture.
The stomach repeatedly over and over.
Yeah, torture, basically.
Okay. But there's never a mention that nobody else got rabies, and several other family members were bit by the same dog, and they didn't have the vaccine. So how do you figure the vaccine saved him when nobody else got rabies or died?
Well, because
the same dog
you have to be anti-science to believe it.
You have to be anti-science to believe the historical fact? You know, I learned it in a book that was written back near the time when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I learned about it more than 40 years ago.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force met for the first time in nearly 2 months to talk about the nature of the pandemic, how they're approaching it, and how it has drastically changed since it began nearly 4 months ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, reminded people to stay diligent.
You have an individual responsibility to yourself, but you have a societal responsibility.
And while insisting that President Donald Trump was taking proper steps in the pandemic, Pence invoked
invoke the constitutional protection of freedom of speech when it comes to wearing masks.
Freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
The briefing was held at the Department of Health and Human Services rather than at the White House, as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day soared to an all-time high of 40,000. This is USA Radio News. A Trump cabinet member has a warning about COVID-19, and Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the country is in a better situation than it was earlier on in the pandemic, thanks to hospital capacity and therapeutics. But he also is advocating for personal responsibility, saying,
it's a very different situation, but this is right. A very, very serious situation, and the window is closing for us to take action and get this under control.
Right. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Azar also urged those who have recovered from the coronavirus to donate plasma. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man drove into a Northern California Walmart distribution center and started shooting people, killing an employee and wounding four others before he was shot by police. This happened 131 miles north of Sacramento. Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson said at a news conference, the shooter circled the parking lot four times before crashing into the building and opening fire with the rifle. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, but the point is, we are absolutely correct on this. The whole history of vaccination is rife with fraud, deceit, and of course, controlling you through your fear of germs. Again, it's a warfare mentality. It's a victim mentality. It is not, in my humble opinion, of God. It is of Lucifer, because it is rooted in fear as your primary motivating factor. And I don't believe, I mean, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, where in the Bible it says we should fear one another just automatically, because, you know, if they breathe on you, you're going to die, or if you breathe on them.
No, actually, quarantine is addressed in the Old Testament, that people are to be isolated when they're sick, not when they're well.
Correct.
So, and for that matter, in Scripture, it notes pharmakeos. There is no positive meaning to that word. It only addresses sorcerers and their sorceries, And that's what these people call themselves. I'm not calling them sorcerers and witches. They've identified their own industry and their products as pharmaceutical industry and pharmaceuticals. They have chosen a name that only has a negative connotation. So who's anti-science now?
Yes.
They call themselves satanic.
Well, and they're anti-religion while becoming their own religion or death cult in mandating their adoption through governments around the world in violation in the United States of the First Amendment, which says that, you know, Congress shall not, you know, establish a religion. And a national de facto religion is modern medicine. As you find, if you're in that system and your child, God forbid, has cancer diagnosis, and you decide to go with selenium and chromium and silica and maybe some homeopathics or other things, they're going to take your child away as if you are bringing harm to them. And what are they going to do? Attempt to poison the child back to health? Where's the science in that?
They're going to bring harm to the child that they're accusing you of being harmful to by giving them healthful substances. Yes,
right.
It's standing things upside down on its head. They're standing the truth upside down on its head.
That's where you do have this, it's a Hollywood version when we call the Matrix movie, right? Where it was so profound in terms of illusion and reality and all of this that the illusion becomes more real than reality. It's so unreal it becomes real. Just like you talked about saying a lie over and over, and the bigger the lie, the better, the more believable it is, because they say, "Wow, you would never make that up." But that's part of the process of the propaganda and what we learned from those who participated in the Nazi Germany experiments of World War II, everything that led up to it and afterwards. So we got a lot to see through here. And again, I have a lot of confidence or comfort knowing that y'all are with us here and you're continuing to share the show, talk amongst yourselves, get together with each other, stop masking, stop gloving, start hugging and shaking hands again and getting together in praise and worship or any kind of meeting that is uplifting and empowering and informative and educational. And they're trying to divide us and keep us from that because they want us propagandized into a permanent state of fear and lockdown, which gives them all the power, and you have given up your power. Not it was taken, but you gave it up from within.
That's right. It wasn't taken. You gave it up. That people say, oh, they're taking our freedoms away. Well, they didn't take mine away. I continue to operate the same as usual. Mm-hmm. You gave them up when they told you had to do this. I have friends, I haven't seen them for a while, but friends in China, where they start at 7 o'clock in the morning with just one or two people heading over to an out-of-the-area location over a period of several hours so that they can have their worship services without the government knowing, because it's against the law. So they go out of their way to work to be able to worship. And in America, they just said, they said we can't go anymore. Okay, well, we'll stay home.
Right. How far have we strayed from our original purpose as a nation of people that really wanted religious autonomy from the crown in England and many others that came to America for that level of spiritual freedom, fundamentally? And then everything that percolates from that. That's our starting point. Hey, listen, there's another article here at robertscottbell.com, and it takes us to our friend Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times. She says, doctors drop the ball. Prove why they're untrustworthy on COVID-19. And Cheryl Chumley is not a doctor. She's a conservative historian. She's very religious, devout Christian, and she believes what she believes, and she writes according to her beliefs, and I appreciate her so much for that. And she's pointing out the hypocrisy, the corruption, the conflicts of interest, and all of the changing science, so to speak, of doctors going, it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. At a certain point, it's like, do you keep coming back for more? Do you think Lucy is going to keep the football down so Charlie Brown can finally kick it? How stupid are we? And I have to say that Cheryl Chumley has come a long way since we first met her and had her on over the years with Jonathan Emord, and she's doing good work in pointing out what should be obvious to everybody now, but slowly but surely I think more people are coming on board, Chris, and seeing it. I don't know what the magic number is, if there is one, but I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing that, as Superdon says, he doesn't think a COVID-2 lockdown will succeed, but I think it will in Democrat strongholds, inner cities where they're afraid of their own shadow, much less invisible microbes.
Yeah, I heard Don saying that earlier. I thought, well, it's still everything that I see. 70% plus people are still buying into the lie of COVID-19. Now, I do think they're tired. So I think he has a point there that I don't think that there will be the level of compliance that there was months ago. But sadly, I think it will still be a majority compliance, and not if, when they pull that, rug out from everybody. And, mm-hmm. Oh, we're back to this again.
Yep.
But we won't see, it's like I said, it didn't stop me. I continued the same way. And it was kind of nice for about 5 or 6 weeks because there was no traffic on the highway. It was really great. The apes were at home believing the COVID lie.
Mm-hmm.
Even before they stopped the lockdown, after a couple of months, I was starting to see more idiots out on the road because they were getting tired of it already then. So I think that has been built in, that they won't see the level of compliance that they saw previously.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, I still see the overwhelming majority of people buying in a COVID lie,
mm-hmm.
because they don't know and they're shocked.
Yeah.
They believe a lie from Louis Pasteur.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Cheryl Chomley knows all that we know about vaccines and such, but I got to give her props for the money shot message that she sends out in her latest opinion piece at WashingtonTimes.com, shown here. So the message to America is this: stop listening so intently to the medical professionals as if they know assuredly of what they speak. They're not omniscient. They're not even that smart or accurate when it comes to forecasting just a few months down the line. Again, as more and more lay people, so to speak, non-medical focused people, just good people, I say people of faith, and I've said this for a long time, that the government is most afraid, and the medical establishment most afraid of people of faith, because if you get back into church or wherever you worship and you start seeing, this is nonsense, we're not killing one another, we're not creating sickness by being together, then suddenly they've lost their ability to hold grip and sway over, guess what, the people that go to church. So there's been a failure on the part of preachers and priests and rabbis, et cetera, to call out, some of the Hasidic Jews in New York see now the error of anybody's ways to go, yep, the government knows what we should or shouldn't do. But it's still, I'd like to see more of these churches wake up and the people in them go, you know what, we're not going to comply with the government. We are not subject to their pharmaceutical edict, so to speak.
Well, sadly, the pharmaceuticals have grown because of the churches. They've been in bed together, so it's hard to break up that relationship, which is what it is.
Mm.
Speaking of which, the guy who started all this furor, Neil Ferguson, a big fraud out of England, from the Oxford College, he's the one that said mad cow disease was going to kill everybody back in 2003, and that didn't happen. He's the one that's had the report back in February that said, 2 million Americans are going to die and 250,000 people in Britain. And then when he went before Congress Parliament,
mm-hmm.
to where he actually had to swear to tell the truth, he said, well, it probably won't be more than 20,000, and more than half of those would have been dead by the end of the year due to other reasons. He's completely dishonest. And, oh, by the way, speaking of relationships, he was cheating on his wife with a woman who was cheating on her husband. It came out big about 2 months ago in England. And they weren't observing the lockdown because they were breaking the lockdown to meet to have an affair each when cheating on their spouse. So that's who we're believing, who are confirmed liars, know they're lying when confronted with having to swear to tell the truth, tell a completely different story, and are cheating on their spouses anyway. So that's what we're in bed with.
You shall know them by their behavior.
If you believe the COVID lie.
Yeah. Well, not what they say, but what they do, y'all. Hypocrisy is deadly in this case, and it's killed many people, not because of a virus, but because of the lockdowns and what it's created, what it's manifested, and some of which we cover here. All right, we're going to take a break here. I want to say thanks to our friends at Synergy Science and the Key Technology addressing more and more of this harmful electromagnetic field issue, EMF disruption. And when we come back, I want to talk with Chris Barr, not a doc, about antibodies, because it's fascinating. If it's true what they say about so-called coronavirus antibodies dissipating in 2 to 3 months, does that mean if they ever come out with a vaccine that you're going to have to get one every 2 to 3 months? Or will they have the magic antibodies that will last forever? Not like the real natural ones that apparently happen after you encounter it in the wild, so to speak. So with that, this article, Chris, I wanted to talk about. Coronavirus antibodies start to decrease within 2 to 3 months following COVID-19 infection, according to a study. Now, you and I both know that antibodies are not in and of themselves sufficient necessarily when you discount the law of the terrain to protect you from any infection that they say you should be frightened of. And immunologists like Tatiana Bukanic and others who have honesty and integrity will say, yep, you can still get an infection even if you have an antibody, and you can not get an infection without the antibody. So it's like, what? The holy grail of modern vaccinology and their religious construct is not based in fact. It's based in what? Mysticism and belief, cult-like devotion. But what are they going to do if that's the case? If we have natural antibodies for 2 to 3 months and they go away, what are you going to do? Do a vaccine shot two to three months every time? I mean, it's just so much nonsense piled on so much nonsense.
Well, here's a revolutionary idea, Robert. How about if we obey the law? The Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906, a specific case went all the way to the Supreme Court, which ruled that refined bleached white flour was a violation of the Pure Food and Drug Act. Yet that is the number one most consumed item in the American dietary, according to the Department of Commerce.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot of the, we've talked about school shootings and other crazy things happening among young people. Not only is it the psychiatric meds or psychotropic meds, it can be prior to those meds, hypoglycemia, which once again is a chromium deficiency. So when you reach out to choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, RSB5 gets you a little discount, and you know, load up on that chromium, 100 microgram tablets, three, maybe four times a day. And, you know, listen, after you've loaded up on a mineral you're so deficient in, you may not need to take three or four a day. I still target doing it just as I think it's a great prevention. There's also benefit to the liver. We've talked about chromium impact on HDL as a relative, you know, call our protective form. I'm not one that believes cholesterol is the cause of any problems per se, but HDL we recognize has a protective mechanism in regards to cardiovascular issues. So anything else you want to add on that? This is a fun review of some of the things we've talked about for many years together.
Well, the key to HDL is chromium. And when it comes to pregnancy, that's why I do what I do. It's because of the first pregnancy more than 40 years ago. So that has a special place in my heart. And I have never had a gestational diabetic woman who continued to be gestational diabetic within less than a month when they started getting the right form of the right chromium in the right amount. Mm-hmm. It is 100% totally, strictly a chromium deficiency. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It doesn't exist when chromium levels are brought up to where they need to be.
And for our buddy Scott out there, I just saw a question from him. Your six-month-old daughter, they suspect gestational diabetes. 100 micrograms four times a day. Chris, would you modify that, or you think that's pretty good?
I start people on four. And pregnancy, see, women often, the first sign that they might be pregnant is they're tired, and they get a pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. Well, pregnancy doesn't cause tiredness. Lack of chromium causes tiredness. So the pregnant women with whom I've worked for more than 40 years are excited because they're not tired when they've mm-hmm. previously been pregnant. Their new pregnancy is completely different. And so if they start getting that tiredness of pregnancy, mm-hmm. it's because they were so chromium deficient and the baby is putting such demand. On occasion, by the third trimester, they're taking 1.5 times a day mm-hmm. or as often as every 3 hours. That's not common, but it happens. because that's your sign that, oh, I need more chromium. I'm getting tired now in my pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But usually 3 or 4 a day is plenty.
We got a question coming in from the Brookalinos, good fans of the show, also supporters of others on Patreon, hopefully joining us later for our AMA. Go to our link at robertscottbell.com. Question about maintenance, but to help a specific challenge when traveling, get 400 or 900 plus, not milligrams, but micrograms of selenium using an 8. Do we go by the 50 milligram on the label or the entire tab milligram? I think it's a microgram. And my understanding, Chris, is I've been taking it for years, 50 micrograms per tablet. And my goal each day is to get 450.
No, it's a 50 milligram source that provides 100 micrograms of chromium.
I apologize. And, I switched on you. I switched on you. I meant selenium in this case specifically. That's why it was a question about selenium. Yeah.
The selenium is 50 micrograms per tablet.
Right.
And yeah, you can take much larger amounts if there's a demand for it. Mm-hmm. Nobody should take less than 200 micrograms a day. And 400 micrograms a day is an optimum amount to maintain superior health. Then if you have challenges, whether it be immune system, thyroid, heart, inflammation, you would go up from there.
Right.
But I'd say there isn't anybody in America who shouldn't be taking at least 200 micrograms a day.
And so
400 an optimum
right.
amount.
Right. So I target three times a day, which gets me to 450 comfortably at that 400 level. Some days I make it, some days I don't. But overall, that's my goal each day. Listen, we're out of time here for our UK Health Radio listeners. They got to drop. We'll be back a little bit of bonus time. Not too much, because in a couple hours from now, we're going to be doing the Ask Me Anything Part 4 with Super Don and me. And Chris, thank you so much, my friend, for being here. It's always, always great to have you on board. Big hugs to you and not a nurse, Angie, as well.
It's always great to be here and get the truth out.
Mm-hmm. Truth out, truth in. We got it coming out of our ears, and we love to share it. The power to heal is yours.
Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.